A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Ches, Tainus 8a, pagination page 15, but we will start on the facing page. So we're on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis 7b, pagination 14. Starting from five lines up from the bottom towards the end of a line, V'omar Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Ami said, the pasuk that Rav Ami is going to focus on is a pasuk in Koheles, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud. And what's fascinating is to first appreciate the pasuk in its simple read, and then go ahead and understand how Rav Ami approached the pasuk in his limud regarding rain. And then we'll continue from there and see how Reish Lakish understood the pasuk regarding a Talmud, a student, and achieving success. So the pasuk in Koheles, Perek Yud Pasuk Yud, reads as follows: Im keyo ha-barzel, if the iron is dull, like an axe, it's dull, its part that's supposed to be sharp is not. V'hu lo ponim kilkal, it's not sharpened. V'chayolim yigaber, will it still strengthen the warrior? It's a dull implement. It's not doing what it needs to do. V'yishon hachsher chachma, but even better would be wisdom than to have this dull implement. Now, the way that Shlomo HaMelech wrote is that the pasuk will have meaning on a simple, readable level, but he's obviously talking in some level of a riddle, and therefore we understand that not only can you read it according to face value, just like Eshes Chayil, for example, you could read it at face value, but it also has a deeper meaning based on what was meant by the mashal, what was meant by the riddle. For Amar Rav Ami said, "May dichsiv, what does it mean? Im keyo habarzel, if the iron is dull, for hu laponim kilkal, and its face, its front, was not properly sharpened or polished." Says Rav Ami, "Im ro'isa rokia shekiha kebarzel, if you see the heavens, the sky, that it's tough, like iron," which is an expression from the pasuk, that the pasuk says that if you're not worthy, then the heavens will be like metal. In other words, not producing rain. So Rav Ami is looking at this word keha and recognizing that there are two approaches for an iron implement. Either it could be sharp and effective, or it could be dull, blunt, and it is tough. It's a tough material. You could bang with it, but it's not sharp. It's not going to do the cutting. It's not going to be effective. So the sky is being described over here as keha, dull, tough. Milahori talu matar, that it's refraining from giving you rain. B'shevil maisa hador shehein mekul kolim, and the reason is because the people of the generation are crooked, they're messed up, they're not righteous. Shenemar, as the pasuk is saying, v'hu lo ponim kilkal, is it not because the people are kilkel, are people who have done wrong? Matakonoson, what's the way you could fix this? Yiskabru berachamim. And that's what it means, Shene'emar, you should increase tefillah davening, v'chayolim yigaber. The experts, the craftsmen, the army, should become strong. V'yisron hachsher chachma, but even better would have been if they would have been wise from the beginning. Kol shekinim hukshiru ma'aseyam yikara, if they would have made their behavior kosher from the beginning. So that's the first explanation of this pasuk in our Gemara regarding rain, and it's in Maseches Tainis, which deals with rain. But our next drasha is going to understand the pasuk based on a student who's having trouble. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, Im ra'isa talmid shalimudo kasha olav kabarzel. If you find a student whose learning is very hard for him, like iron, there's like a barrier, like a wall that can't be penetrated. Bishvil mishnaso she'ena sedura olav. What the pasuk is teaching you is that the problem is that he didn't start by organizing the fundamentals. Shenema, that's what the pasuk means. V'hu lo panim kilkal. Did he not? Is his fault not in the fact that panim kilkal, that from the beginning, from the face of the issue, from the first encounter, it was already kilkal. He didn't do it correctly by organizing the fundamentals first and then proceeding. Maitakante, what's the way to fix the problem? He's not succeeding in his learning. He's got tons of questions constantly, and we're maintaining the reason is because he doesn't have the fundamentals in place. Yarba b'yeshiva, let him increase his presence in the yeshiva. Meaning, the people of the yeshiva should organize for him the fundamentals. They should share with him what they know. Shenema v'chayolim yigaber, the groups of students should become strong presence in his life. V'yisron hachsher chachma. But even better would be kol shekin imishnasa sedura lo meikara, if he would have learnt it from the beginning in an organized fashion. Ki hadu Reish Lakish have masadim asisin arbaim zimnin k'neged mem yom shenitna Torah. Reish Lakish would first review his learning 40 times. Va'ayu l'kamed Rabbi Yechanan, and then he would go into Rabbi Yechanan because Torah was given for 40 days. So he understood that to mean that you review it for 40 times and then you could learn it properly. Ravada Barava Masada Masis Nesin Va'arba Zimnin, and this other Talmud Chacham learned it for 24 times, Kineget Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, because the 24 books in Tanakh, Va'ayu l'kamei d'Rava, and then he went into Rava. So we have a perspective that if a student is not doing well, it may very well be that he doesn't have the fundamentals. And if you get the fundamentals in place, he'll be able to perhaps focus better. But in the words of Rashi, he won't have so many kashas. Not everything will be confusing, because the reason is that it's not organized in front of him. This is an encouragement to people when they're learning to always do the hakdama, the introduction of a subject. Art school, for example, prints an introduction before a masechta, before a perek, to give us the fundamentals, and it's worthwhile spending time on that because it saves a lot of time later. It organizes things. Likewise, we have to sometimes, while we're learning, look to the fundamentals because it helps people focus. I know of a Rebbe who came in, a principal who came into a Rebbe's class to give the children a test-like review on Maseches Yuma, and he figured he would keep it easy and encouraging. He's going to ask simple questions. So he asked, does anybody know which Yomtif the Masechta of Yuma is talking about? And of course the answer is Yom Kippur, but the students didn't know that. They had gone through the entire Masechta in an abstract fashion. They didn't understand that it was talking about Yom Kippur. So sometimes you have to first get the fundamentals in place, and then you could proceed. There's a third approach, and this approach also has to do with a child succeeding in his studies. Rava Omar, Rava said, Im ra'isa talmud shelimudo kasha olav kabarzel. If you see a student whose learning is tough, like iron, there's a barrier. He says, Bishvil rabo she'eno mazbir lo ponim. It's because the Rebbe, the mentor in his life, is not pleased with him, is not showing him a pleasant countenance. He's not smiling at him. Shenemar v'hu lo panim kilkal. Isn't the problem because the face is crooked, is broken? Maitakante, how do you solve this problem? Yarba olav reyim. Let people intercede with the Rebbe and tell the Rebbe to be more pleasant to the Talmud. Shenemar v'chayolim yigaber. V'yisyon hach sher chochma kol shekein im huchshiru maisa b'fnei rabo me'ikara. It would be even better if his actions would have been good to the Rebbe from the beginning. Now the question, of course, is, who are we talking about? If the Talmud is indeed not worthy, so then we have a discussion. The Rambam, for example, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, where he says that you could only teach a Talmud Hagun Na'e B'maisav, a student who's worthy of being taught. He's a good person. He's a Talmud Hagun, fitting. If the problem is the Talmud, then sending people to intercede by the Rebbe, that the Rebbe should be pleasant to the Talmud, doesn't seem like the right solution. The problem here is the student, and the solution is the student has to improve. It would seem that for whatever reason, the Rebbe is not pleased with the student, and perhaps the reason is because at one point, the student didn't have a good reputation. You see, from the end of the Gemara, Kol shekeinem huchshuru maisa b'fnei rabo me'ikara, it would be even better if his actions would have been accepted to his Rebbe from the beginning. There was apparently a disconnect, either because the Rebbe wasn't broad enough to appreciate the Talmud, or because the Talmud at one point was not huchshuru maisa, acting in the right way. But at this point, when we see that the student is not producing, is not performing, we have to intercede with the Rebbe and say, firstly, if the problem was Huchshuru Maisav, so now apparently it is Huchshuru Maisav, and the Rebbe should be more pleasant. Or if the problem was that the Rebbe just wasn't broad enough to include this Talmud, there was some sort of disconnect, for the Rebbe to understand that a student's success has to do with Masbir Loponim, with his being pleased with the student, and then the student, with that encouragement and that optimism of attitude, will be able to succeed. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.